You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Because you know me, when I get on the defensive, I go on the, I'm like a cat in the corner. Like, I go
I didn't do anything
screeching
to you.
Out.
I didn't do anything to you.
All right, but not you just say. But we all know when he gets, I mean, we should know by now. It's been how many years that when he gets attacked and no one's safe. He's like
I didn't attack Raymond.
Rear!
He's like that feral cat that if the door's open, he's going to come in and pee.
I'll run in and urinate right in your face.
Bed. All over the bed.
But I didn't attack Ray and I didn't attack RJ, so it's not like it was a unsolicited attack on everybody.
Can I ask a silly question, though?
Yes, of course.
Like, I understand when that guy called in talking about his cat situation. Oh, wife is pregnant, emotional, doesn't want to, you know, it's her pet, right?
Right.
Having a cat forced on him.
Yeah, yeah, but like 5 years into this thing, like, can the wife be really enjoying the fact that the cat pees on the bed all the time?
Well, not only that, but, I mean, she's pregnant now, so she's emotional. You can't get rid of the cat. You didn't have a window until now?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, all the thing does is hiss at me, and then it pees all over my bed.
Like, it doesn't like me. It doesn't want to be here. It has no control over itself in the house. Like, can we get rid of this thing?
But it was his uncle. His uncle did it.
Well, give it back to the uncle. Return to sender. We don't want it.
Well, uncle's smart. Uncle doesn't want that.
Of course. Well, would you want a cat that urinates all over your house and doesn't like you?
That doesn't like No, I don't think that would be. That's not the kind of relationship.
That's not the kind of relationship you're looking for? And many people have that in a marriage.
I could say something right now. I'm going to choose not to.
Was it an attack on me?
No, of course not.
Oh, good. Great. All right.
Maybe my wife and I don't touch each other as much as we want to.
What a call that was.
That was great.
People feel very comfortable on the show. You know that?
Yeah. Well, he wants to let you know. Maybe they don't, but that's unbelievable. That
that's
call.
Unfortunate. Yeah, no, that was quite some time ago. All right. So let's get back to the Knicks. Rangers... I know you say that these are not must-win games, but as a fan of the team, I've had my sights set on this one seed, at least in the conference, for quite some time, and it felt like that was going to happen. Moving in that direction, felt great about it, had to go 2-2 in the Final Four, lose two of the four, and now, to guarantee that, have to go 2-0. I don't like the position they put themselves in.
Well, look, I mean, you're still 3 points up on Boston and you're 3 points up on Carolina.
But don't they have a game in hand?
Both teams do have a game
in
hand.
Yeah, both teams have a game in hand.
Right. I think the bigger concern for you should be just, I mean, is this inability to generate goals 5-on-5 going to be what keeps you from getting to where you want to go?
It's been a problem all year long.
Right. So, I mean, does that all of a sudden change? Once we get to the postseason?
Well, why would you expect it to change?
When it's harder, it's going to be harder to score goals?
Right.
It can't be solely reliant on your power play?
It's a more hotly contested game, right? There's less room to skate. The teams you play are better. So why? I think you'd have to be foolish to think it would change.
Right. So that's what I would be most concerned about. That would be my bigger concern.
Is it 5-on-5 is a real issue for this team?
It's a real issue. And you're also not wrong. I mean, when you look at what's in your best interest to make the kind of run that we're talking about, you've had for pretty much the entire season, the ability to now avoid Tampa in the first round. And it looks like, I mean, could end up being Pittsburgh in the first round if you guys hold on.
Right. But if you finish first, you know what? You take whatever you're gonna get. But if you finish second and you have to go up against the Islanders in round one now, who's playing their best hockey? I don't want any part of that.
You're better than the Islanders. I know you say that, but
you know
than
what? But it's a rivalry,
right? And things are different. I get it. I completely understand. And you would rather not.
And the Islanders play low scoring games.
Yeah, you know they're going to be physical because that's what they're going to have to do to be competitive, try to slow you down.
And I mean, I'm not looking as my end goal to beat the Islanders. I'm looking as my end goal to hoist the cup.
Right, and you'd rather not.
And I don't want to have to go through the Islanders to get
the crap. Yeah, like the crap kicked out of you in round one.
Right. So I do have some concern. Just so you're listening, because we had the people, you know, emailing earlier today. Oh, you don't mention Islanders. Islanders, great win. They've really put themselves in amazing position to not only get in, but get third in the division.
Yeah. Only disappointing thing was that it took you into overtime, but you take the extra point.
Yeah, but what do you care?
Well, I care about regulation wins is what I care about.
It became a 3-point game instead of a 2-point game.
But what do you care that you don't care the Canadians?
I don't care that the Canadians did, but right. I would prefer to get the regulation win.
Right. Well, I guess. But you got the 2 points. If you go 1-1, I think you're going to wind up with third in your division.
Yeah. The interesting thing that's happening right now with the Islanders is that, you know, Varlamov has played really well.
Is he the number one? Who's the number one?
It's supposed to be Shesterkin, but it feels like right now it's Varlamov.
It's Shesterkin.
No, right now it's Varlamov.
You said Shesterkin.
Oh, I meant Sorokin. Sorry.
Right. I know what you meant.
You said number one goalie. I just went to Sorokin.
Shesterkin?
Yeah, but listen, having both teams, I was talking to someone about this yesterday, having both teams in the playoffs is great.
It's great.
Now we get to talk more hockey.
And it's really great for John D'Agostino because he's just a fan of all New York teams.
All New York teams.
D'Agostino, law, bite back.
So the negative with the Rangers, they lose to a team. The Flyers had lost, what, 8 games in a row?
The Flyers are battling for their lives, though.
But still. 8 games in a row. So you got that.
That's right.
And then on the flip side, you have the Knicks who went up to Boston against a fully, you know, functional, fully fueled Boston team who played all their guys, right? Tatum and Brown and Horford and KP and you name them, they played. And the Knicks went up there and they smacked them in the face. I know Boston has nothing to play for, but they dismantled the Celtics.
Right, but it actually looked like Boston knew that they had nothing to play for.
Okay, but you know what? You still went out there and you smashed them.
Right, I think that's credit to us. Because that's what we'd be talking about in the locker room before the game. Just like, you know, same kind of things we talk about when you're playing a bad team or a team that's not playing for anything is let's make them quit early. They're not, their season's over. Let's, you know, let them know early in this game that, you know, they have no chance to win. Kind of not the same thing, but similar last night is Boston's not playing for everything. They had everyone listed as questionable. They all end up playing, but they're not playing with the same level of desperation that the Knicks are playing with. So let's let them know early in this game that if they want any chance to compete with us, there's going to be a certain level that they're going to have to get to. And if they choose to get to that level, it could be a competitive game. Boston clearly did not want to get to that level.
Nope.
And you saw it in the first half.
And they tapped out early.
Yeah, with the rebound. I mean, we were plus 15 in rebounds in the first half. We had 12 offensive rebounds. Josh Hart was all over the place. Bogdanovich looked good last night.
Josh Hart is always all over the place.
All over the place. He had 10 rebounds in the first half, though.
I know, because he's a terrific player, and he gives maximum effort. I think I've changed my opinion. You know, like last week we found out that Randall was going to be, I think it was last Friday, like a week ago. My opinion changes on the Knicks, like, constantly.
Well, but you got to bake in the circumstances, though, too. I mean, having Giannis with a calf injury right now has to play into what you're going to say now.
All right. So you know what I'm going to say. And last week I said the best case scenario for the Knicks is you win a series and then you're done. I don't believe that. I believe that the Knicks have a more than a decent chance to go to the conference finals.
I will say this, though. Okay. It doesn't look like Dame is going to play against OKC. Now, I don't know everyone in Boston was questionable too. But if Milwaukee loses their last two, and we win our next two.
And get the two.
We have the two seed. Now all of a sudden you're talking about maybe Miami or Philadelphia. That's a lot different than how you would feel if you lost to Indiana.
Miami is the one that scares me. I'm concerned about Philly. I know somebody, I think it was D in Queens, called earlier today and said Philly, you know, is a joke and he's soft and he's not a playoff performer.
He's usually hurt.
Yeah, I can deal with Philly. I think the Knicks beat Philly. I think they're better than Philly. Miami terrifies me because you know that Miami has a coach that's probably better. In fact, I think is better than yours. Has a closer in Jimmy Butler and gets every ounce of juice out of every player within that organization. That, to me, aside from the Celtics, who are the obvious that scare you the most, Miami is the team that I don't want any part of in the postseason.
And you just saw, right? Like, it's the reason why you have confidence going against a team like Cleveland, because you beat Cleveland, right? You saw it. You witnessed it. Your bigs dominated Cleveland's bigs. You watched Miami beat you last year. And same kind of situation, too, because, I mean, it wasn't really Julius. He was hurt. So now you'd be going through the same thing where you got no Julius. And I know Jalen was banged up, too. He was nicked up. But, yeah, I'm with you. But I also think it's easy to say, like, and D can say what he wants about Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is usually dealing with something by the time you get to the postseason, and you're not necessarily getting the best version of Joel Embiid. But having missed as much time as he missed with the knee and now coming back refreshed, I would think you're going to get the best version of Joel Embiid.
And that's a scary matchup because that's Maxey's a star.
But, Dave, so here's my point is how many games did Joel Embiid miss, what that team looked like when they lost him, and they still have 45. They still only have three less wins than you.
Right.
Like, that's a really good team.
A really good team. There's nothing about Philadelphia that I look at as easy, but for me, Miami is the one. Like, cuddle, marry, trash. I don't want any part of Miami. No, I will trash taking on Miami. They terrify me.
Right, but you know that we're going to approach these last two games like we approach every other game, and there's a real chance we win both, and now see what happens with Milwaukee.
So if you knew Miami was going to wind up as in the 7-8, would you say, you know what, maybe we don't have to go all in on Sunday? Not that they will or won't. I'm not saying what they'll do. I'm just saying, would you kind of take the foot off the pedal a little bit?
I don't like to play games like that, but right. I would prefer the matchup over the extra home game, if that's what you're asking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd much rather take on Indiana than you would Miami in round one.
And yeah, and then give up the extra home game in the next.
I agree.
When you play 2-3.
Let's go to Jerry in the Bronx, see what he's got to say. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Thank you for taking my call. Rick, let me tell you something. I'm a little concerned about the Rangers going into the playoffs. It looks like they're going through the motions. I mean, I understand that, you know, at this time of the year, you don't want to get hurt, and injury plays a vital role, especially on that on Zibanejad. Thank God he, you know, nothing happened to him. But do you think, what do you think? I mean, are they going through the motions? I mean, are they just playing, you know, to string, not yes. to get injured? I mean, they look terrible on defense. I mean, I don't know. It's just, I don't know how to describe it. I'm just concerned, basically. What do you think?
No, I think you kind of described it. I just think you have you're playing a team that is, you know, as locked in as they could be locked in because they recognize that they're fighting for their season. And you have another team that, yeah, they're playing, but I mean, it's tough to put yourself, you know, get yourself to the same level as, you know, as a team like the Islanders that are fighting for their lives or Philadelphia that's fighting for their lives.
Like, yeah, but you got to remember,
here's what I'll say. You also can't forget the run of games that you went on when you beat the Bruins, you beat the Panthers, and you beat Colorado. Like, you've played against the best teams in the NHL and played really well. This is a grind. The thing I would worry about the most is the thing that's, you know, caused you problems the entire season, which is, you know, outside of the Panarin line, generating goals 5-on-5, it's still a problem.
And Shesterkin.
It hasn't been fixed. No, I'm not really worried about Shesterkin.
And thanks for the call, Jerry. He'll be fine. You know what else is a thing? And Ray, I don't know if you have a number on this or you notice this. They allow the first goal like every game. It's unbelievable. Now, they score a lot, and they come back, and they typically win the games. But it's like you watch these games. Every game, the Rangers are down 1-0. The first period is not their period.
You gotta fix that. Yeah, I mean, you have to make sure you're coming out. It's what the Islanders did to you.
Well, it's what the Islanders did. It's what the Flyers did. I mean, it's constant. It happens all the time.
I'll be interested to see what tomorrow looks like because of all the extra going into this.
Stunned if the Rangers came out and went through the motions tomorrow.
No. You won't see a team that's sleepwalking through this one. No way. There's no way.
Wouldn't think so. I would think they'd sleepwalk through the game yesterday.
No, I know. I'm just telling you, man. It's like you go through all the same. You go through all the same stuff. It's kind of like that conversation that we'll have about bulletin board material stuff. Like, does that really work? And you have people that doesn't think it works, and then you have people like me who have been through stuff like that where it's not necessarily like something that you're that's going to make it that much different come game time, but maybe the lead up to the game is actually different because you're so all the preparation, all the mental kind of focus that you're putting into this game because there's something that you want to prove because this team has wronged you in some way. It gets you to a new level. Like now you have that, you already have that built in with the Islanders coming into tomorrow's game.
Good.
You already hate them. And on top of that, they almost, what they did to Mika, what they did to Trocheck.
Right. There should be a motivating factor. I have to imagine, and I'll get emails and tweets, you guys are so tough, but I have to imagine Rempe's going to play in the game tomorrow, right?
I would think so.
Yeah. RJ? RJ?
Hi, Dave.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. How you feeling about stuff you missed today?
I think I'm ready for it, ready to capitalize on the moment.
Okay. This is a big moment for you.
It is. It's a Friday.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot at stake.
Because if you screw this one up, now you have to wait days to get back at it.
Days. You guys will make fun of me. It won't go well.
Right.
I'll probably collapse over the weekend.
What do you mean collapse? Like from exhaustion?
Or mentally, physically.
Desperation or what?
All of it.
All of it. Yeah. Just life will be too much for you and you'll have an in-home collapse.
Yep.
I hope you're not alone when that happens.
No. That'd be bad.
I'm pretty sure he won't be alone.
Okay, good.
I mean, yeah.
I just hope that you're never home alone when it happens.
Oh. That was nice, Ray. Thank you for that.
It was for your safety.
Oh, I forgot to tell you this before we get to stuff you missed. I gotta find it. Can I interrupt stuff you missed at some point?
You're eating into it.
All right, start it up.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown!
Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
So should I begin and then you'll jump in?
I got it.
Okay.
Hello, Dave. This comes from Adam Dennis. Hello, Dave. I tried calling in a few times to tell you this, but I can never get through. Rick, you're listening to this?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. Yeah. You can believe me or not, but I promise you this is true. Last summer, I was visiting my brother at his apartment complex in Jersey. About 9 o'clock, we're walking out the door, and there was this man walking into his apartment complex with two gorgeous ladies. I'm telling you, my jaw hit the floor, and then I noticed it was Santiago. I didn't know my brother lived in the same place as him. Raymond, you got some explaining to do.
I've got nothing to explain to anybody.
Raymond, are you going two at a time?
In fact, I'm neither going to confirm nor deny this story.
Well, we all know it's true. We all know it's true.
No comment.
Yeah. Wow. But you see what he's doing?
No, this is not a thing we will talk about.
Wow.
Because
my goodness.
It's absolutely true.
Oh yeah, was there a Raymond sandwich situation?
I don't know who this person
I don't know him either.
They're onto something though.
You can tell the way he's reacted to this that there's some truth to this.
Yeah, Dave, you got to tap into this resource. I don't think you've ever done this with the sketchy email service you run. I think you need to respond.
Respond?
Yes.
Because I don't want it to come from my actual email, but I was thinking about creating another email.
A burner email.
I would create a burner email just for this. Like, this is important enough, I think.
Adam Dennis, if you're listening, respond again. Give us more information.
I am uncomfortable with
this. But you know why you're uncomfortable? Because it's true.
Because if I tell you it's true, then I'm admitting to nefarious things.
What's nefarious about that?
And if I'm saying it's not true, then you'll accuse me of lying. I can't. This is a no-win situation.
Well, so just admit it.
So just
admit
tell it. The truth then.
No, you're a single guy. All
I'm telling you is that I have no comment.
Well, who cares? Who cares about stuff you missed? Let's talk about this.
Right. Now, I mean, stuff you missed, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's irrelevant, all right?
Look on your phone. You'll figure it out.
You're right. Yeah, the Nuggets are going to get the one seed. The Knicks win.
Yeah, sports.
Right. Golf's happening now. Tennis in Monte Carlo. Great. Blah, 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 blah. Santiago's taking two gorgeous ladies home at a time.
I'm uncomfortable with this.
Wow. Why are you uncomfortable? You're a single guy. Did you take home two beautiful women?
I'm uncomfortable with my private life being on display.
Are you having threesomes on a regular, Raymond?
We're not doing this.
He's a Lothario. Do you realize that?
Oh, my goodness. One's not enough for you, huh?
who is this? Adam?
Adam Dennis, yeah.
So you have a source now, and you know what the beauty of it is? Ray doesn't know who it is. He's going to be looking at everyone up and down in his building. Like,
that's
you,
right. You know what he's going to say?
Are you the mole?
Right, Monica, listen. I'm going to walk in with you. Stephanie, you ring on the doorbell 5 minutes later, and I'll act surprised when I answer. That's what he's going to do.
Raymond's going to look at every male in his building.
Uh-huh.
Are you the mole?
Wow. That's right.
No wonder why you're so tired all the time.
Yeah. Rangers, Knicks, irrelevant.
Yeah,
so you're juggling with that.
Wow!
Yep.
The things you learn about the people you see every day that had no idea. I mean, Ray's just out here.
Oh, I'm juggling.
He's just juggling.
You got Ray Hefner over here.
This leaderboard update presented by Rock Spring Golf Club down in Augusta. Bryson DeChambeau shot a first round 65, has a lead 7 under right now. Still some golfers on the course finishing up their round one who ran out of daylight yesterday. Tiger among them, playing 23 holes today. He's wrapping up his round one. He is even currently. Max Homa and Scottie Scheffler tied for second at 6 under. That is your leaderboard update brought to you by Kemper Golf. Golf fans, check out Rock Spring Golf Club in New Jersey. What's also in New Jersey, I was going to say. Two ladies and
two ladies. Yeah. One in each arm.
I don't have a sponsor for that, but it may have happened. We don't know. Well, Adam, get back with more. Safety Ashton Davis returning to the Jets. Tom Brady was on the Deep Cuts podcast and was asked if there's ever a scenario that would bring him out of retirement again.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Mm-hmm. Never going to close that door.
How old is he?
Like 46.
Can't fight it.
Still, he's got to be older than 46.
He's got a beautiful head of hair. It just keeps getting thicker and thicker.
It really does. He's 46.
Did you see Drew Brees' hair the other day?
I did see it.
He's got like the most good. He was bald and now he's got unbelievable hair.
Good for him. Brady will be 47 in August.
My God.
You know what? And we're not going to go through it.
Vegas does need a quarterback.
I was going to say, I bet you there's still at least 5 to 10 teams you'd be like, you know what? I don't even have to think about it. I would take him week one. Plug him back in.
Absolutely.
Yep. At least. Maybe more. Jared Goff and the Detroit media. Apparently not in a great place.
I have this, like, I probably need to drop it pretty soon here because I'm going to hopefully be in Detroit for a long time. But I have this thing with our local media where, like, they almost, like, relish in negativity at times. And maybe that's what gets clicks and that's what sells. But it's no longer what they need to live in. Like, right. Hey guys, like we have a good team. We've had success. Like, we can be happy about that. We can celebrate that and not have to write about how like we're constantly the underdog. No, like teams are going to be gunning for us now. Like we won the division and all that. And I'm probably overthinking it in my head just because it's the chip on my shoulder and the competitor in me.
Yeah, but welcome to sports in general. That's not Detroit-centric. That's everywhere.
That's also sports in different parts of the country. Like, they take it a little more serious than L.A., where he came from.
Right.
I think.
Got a nice text from someone.
Is it Adam?
No, it's someone that you guys all know.
Okay.
Dos Mujeres, starring Raymond Santiago.
Raymond, any thoughts?
I can't state them publicly.
Raymond, is it two at the same time, or do you like what? Like, is one hanging.
What,
in the
what are we
room?
Doing? What are we doing?
Like, do you say like, "Hey, you go hang out in the half bedroom"?
Yeah,
and I'll be back?
Donna, listen, I'll meet you in the half bedroom, but right now Stephanie and I are going to spend some time.
Right.
You know, you're only bringing half bedroom kind of effort right now.
That's right.
If you want to
work, I need full
your,
effort.
Yeah, if you want to work your way up.
Like, so they do stuff
maybe
with each other
maybe
first?
It's like AAA. Maybe the half bedroom is like going to the Syracuse Mets, right?
You get the call,
and then the phone rings. You answer. It's like, all right, send her in.
No, you weren't very good today. You're going to go sleep in the half bed.
That's right.
He sits him down like, listen, this is never easy.
It's like the Jack.
We're going
like
to have to set you down.
That's where the air mattress goes.
Jackson like Holiday, call your mom.
Yeah, call your mom. You're coming up to the bigs.
Call her right now. Ray, it's 2:30 in the morning. Call her.
Right. Tell her you were really good tonight. You deserve. You get the call.
Up to the bigs we go.
It's a good thing our boss is on vacation. Flyers ended an 8-game losing streak. They gained a point in the wild card race. They beat the Rangers 4-1. Kyle Palmieri gets an overtime winner for the Isles, 3-2 against the Canadiens at UBS. Isles 3 points up on the Pens. Both teams 3 games to go. Speaking of the Pens last night, Sidney Crosby gets his 1,000th career assist, 14th player ever to do it. Pens get a 6-5 win over the Wings in overtime. Valuable point for them. Wings lose out on a valuable point. So they're the 8 seed, Pittsburgh. 1 point up on the Caps, Wings, and Flyers. It is an absolute mess. Auston Matthews, 67th and 68th goal of the season.
Unbelievable.
But Jesper Bratt breaks a tie with about a minute left. In the third, Devils, 6-5 win over the Leafs. Rick, sadly, won't ask for your comment, but our hearts are with you. BU's run is over. They fall to Denver 2-1 in overtime. Denver will meet BC in the title game. after BC shut out Michigan 4-0. Kentucky men's basketball has a new head coach. It's BYU's Mark Pope. 5-year deal. Pope was a player at Kentucky on that, what year was it, Dave? 96, the title team?
That was the 96 team. That was with Derek Anderson and Jeff Shepard, Ray Mercer. What was his name? Ron Mercer.
Ron Mercer.
Yeah.
Among the coaches that turned down Kentucky, there was a list of them, but Scott Drew at Baylor, who had a tight relationship apparently with the Kentucky AD. Karl Anthony Towns expected to play tonight, been out since the first week of March. Orioles landed Johan Ramirez from the Mets for cash.
You can have him.
Yeah. Jordan Montgomery clearly didn't love the way his contract negotiations went because Scott Boras, gone. They go their separate ways. And NYCFC are getting their own stadium in Queens. Going to be 25,000 seats next to Citi Field. Going to cost about $780 million, and it should be done by Monday. So looking forward to that.
You're not nice. You know that?
I'm sorry. No, seriously, it'll be done in 2027.
A haiku. Ray Santiago, two jobs, two girls, never sleeps. Ask him about beans.
That's very good, actually.
I don't really understand what the haiku is, to be honest.
You just heard
my first cousin, and he just handed me beans.
It's the syllables.
You know what? Maybe when you're joggling two ladies at the same time, they're bazoms.
Tara Reid and her bosom popping out. They could be whatever I want.
They really can. There's an admission, a tiny admission.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't even know how I'm going to get all the plays of the week in this. There's so much stuff from this week.
I think we start them right now.
No, we're not going to start them now. That's just lazy by you. There's another full segment to get to before we go plays of the week.
Don't call me lazy.
Well, I'm not calling you lazy. I'm saying that's a lazy way.
Let's really break down Raymond's love life.
He won't give you anything, even off the air. He's like, I don't know what's happening.
There was never any full denial, and you could tell by how uncomfortable he was.
Yes.
That this happened.
Yeah. I believe 100% that this is true.
Yeah.
I'm pleading the fifth.
Well, no, don't plead the fifth.
But if it wasn't true, you'd be like, no, that's just silly. That's just not true.
Well, it is kind of silly.
Well, it's not silly. There's nothing silly about it.
The implication is there's people stalking me.
Ray, that couldn't be more false. There was a guy that was visiting his brother in your building, and you walked by with two ladies. That's nothing about that is stalking.
Doesn't sound like me, though. I don't know that.
Oh, it does.
Walk by with. I don't know that I would do that.
What would you do with it?
How would you get them in there? I mean, you're walking with the ladies.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
just so happens you get the two with you this time.
Unbelievable. This guy's unbelievable. No wonder you don't tell us stuff.
So we do a segment every day at the end of the show called the Melange. Apparently you do the Menage.
Easy.
Yeah. You trade the L for the N and away you go.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so tired from all the Knicks and the Rangers.
The Knicks went into overtime last night. I'm exhausted. I mean, the post game. I mean, Pat O'Keefe. He took the post game a segment longer than I wanted him to. When in all actuality, you're going back home and you're going crazy.
Right.
Now the bassoon section.
Right. You got Monica McNutt on the call, and then when you get home, who knows what's happening?
good job cutting that
please.
Off.
Please.
Oh, thank. I was terrified right
leave
there.
Leave that alone.
Let's go to Ace in Brooklyn. I my life flashed right before my eyes. I saw myself as like a
you're
little
get
kid.
Get us all fired.
Yeah. Ace in Brooklyn. Hi, Ace.
Good morning, guys. I just had 2 points I wanted to make quickly. The first important one. As a Knicks fan, I just want to stay clear of any Florida team right now because we all know what Miami does in the playoffs. And for some reason, although they're young, Orlando's had our number this year. They're a pretty sizable team, and I wouldn't just overlook them like, oh, just because they're inexperienced, we could take them.
Like, I don't think I look at anything Ace is just a gimme. I don't look at anything and say like, oh, you know what? I don't even need to tune into that series. It's a cakewalk. But I'm not fearful of Orlando, and I'll be honest with you about that. I think the Knicks would fare very well against Orlando.
Got you. And my other point is for you, Dave, actually, I don't think wearing a hat, especially a new era hat of another team, makes you a fraud. Like, I'm a Yankees fan, but I have a beautiful forest green Mets hat that I wear all the time. It's a fashion statement.
But the Mets and, don't even wear like, green. Why are you wearing a green Mets hat?
Because it's dope. And I have, like, some really cool, like, Stan Smith green Adidas I wear with my black jeans. See, I wouldn't expect you to really get it like that because – I'm not trying to come at you, but I don't really think you're like a fashion-forward.
No, I'm not a fashionista whatsoever, but what I am is a legitimate fan. And if a Yankees hat went with my outfit, I would not wear it. And now he's completely silent. So I win.
He has no respect for you and your fashion.
Nor should he. I'm the opposite of someone that cares about fashion. Like, I
tell you, though.
I know what I am.
The Yankees hat matches everything, though.
Well, I'm not wearing a Yankees hat.
No, I'm just saying, as a Yankees fan... I'm hard-pressed to, because I'm a person that has other hats that match different outfits. Yankees hat pretty much goes with everything.
Then why don't you wear a Yankees hat?
Well, because I would never, I'm saying if I was a Yankees fan. I don't wear Yankees hats. I'm a Mets fan. I don't wear Yankees hats.
Right, but this guy's saying he's a Mets fan, but the Mets have this gorgeous green hat, so he wears that to go with his Stan Smiths.
No. I stick with the like teams in the AL East that aren't the Yankees. So in the chance that Yankees lose to Tampa, I got a Tampa hat. Yankees lose to Toronto, I got a Toronto hat.
Apparently, Ray's was sending a message with his rejoin, with the song that he came back with. I'm getting a lot of
Raymond. What was the song,
that.
Raymond?
Raymond, what does that song say? What does that song mean?
It's a Bad Bunny song.
Okay, I'm not asking you who sings it. I'm asking you what is it about? What do they say?
The name of the song is called Titi Me Preguntó, which is careful, careful. Which is my aunt asked me if I have any girlfriends.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he, are you dating Kendall Jenner?
And no, that's gross.
Gross.
Bad Bunny did.
There's nothing realistic there. You know, and I don't want to go down that path about the Kardashians. And so he's telling the story. The story of the song is like, no, I don't have one. I have one today, one tomorrow.
Oh,
so he's yeah.
Oh my God, Raymond!
So you wrote that song about you?
Again, I will neither confirm nor deny that story. You just have to guess.
We know
you're a man of the night.
Yeah, that's nice.
Bad Bunny wrote a song about you, huh?
That's nice.
Bad Bunny wrote songs about himself. What are you talking
about?
At what
point did the women start showing up to the studio?
I'm going to start calling you Dirty Rabbit.
Actually, that's one of my nightmares is having people show up to the studio.
Like draping themselves. That's actually like you walk, you walk through the turnstile down in the lobby and you walk by and you hear like some gorgeous woman arguing with the security guard. His name is Raymond Santiago. He's on the fourth floor and I've got to get up there to see him now.
Well, you've just unlocked the fear, like a real fear.
Rick really got himself with that one.
He's his own best audience. He's giggling.
Rick is very creative. Give him credit.
You guys didn't like the Dirty Rabbit?
No. Yeah. No. Didn't appreciate
really.
That.
Not really. Wasn't great. So do you realize when we show up back to work on Monday morning, we're going to have all the answers?
Yep.
About the Knicks? We're going to know exactly where they are. And we'll know if the Rangers need to win that game on Monday night or not, which is the final regular season game at home against Ottawa?
Yeah.
This is quite the time that we're living in right now.
Quite the time.
So we have... I mean, Mets are relevant again, right? Yankees are eminently relevant, like tremendously relevant. You got the NFL draft coming up in less than 2 weeks. You're going to have a Rangers postseason, hopefully run. Islanders postseason appearance, certainly, and we don't know how far that'll go. And the Knicks, as well, are going to be at the postseason. This is, you know, like after the Super Bowl, there's that lull of, like, all right, well, we got to get to that point. We are now at that point. Here we are.
Yeah, well, we're here. It's the best time. I mean, this is the NHL players are the best. Start with that. Got two teams. We have two teams in the playoffs. And then we have a Knicks team that has a real chance to make a nice run here. What's better than that?
Well, and then you couple in the draft and
draft,
the Mets.
Baseball season.
And the Yankees. The Mets with a big. We didn't even talk about that. How about that win from the Mets yesterday? 16 runs against the Braves?
How about that win?
I mean, what a win. I mean, 7-0. And then tell me when it was 7-3, you weren't like, oh, come on. Please don't. Getting nervous here. No, not a little bit?
No, I wasn't nervous. No, because the Mets have done a really good job in this series, actually, against the Braves bullpen.
The Braves bullpen has been good this year, too, and the Mets unloaded on them.
It was good, and we unloaded on them.
Yeah.
Can we give, again, I'm going to do this. I'd like to give Brett Beatty some credit. And
Brett Beatty's been playing. He made a great play yesterday. A
couple plays.
Yeah.
He made one play in foul territory, too, that was initially out. And then Pete had some weird stretch at first base, so they ended up calling him safe. But he threw that ball. I mean, he was way into foul territory.
And we still haven't had Lindor get going yet.
No.
But it's a lot easier to endure Lindor's struggles when the Mets are winning games.
Right. It's why you can deal with Judge struggling right
100%.
Now because the Yankees keep winning.
100%.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I said something nice to Raymond during the commercial break, Rick, and RJ was like, wow, you were genuinely nice to him, as if I'm never genuinely nice to him.
No, I think you are. It just doesn't happen often.
You're more rude. You're rude more often than you are nice. But when you are genuinely nice, it's very nice. It's
but it was heartfelt
from the heart,
and I meant it,
and I appreciated it,
and I stand by it. How much time do you need for your plays of the week? Because you said they were extravagant this week, right?
It was a busy week. I know I say that every week, but like this one had a lot going on. I kind of want you guys to react to things too.
So we'll send it over to you in just a moment. What do you have any big weekend plans, Rick?
Me, no.
Any youth sports?
I shouldn't say that. We have Milo's first flag football game tonight.
That's exciting.
Oh, he's. Yeah,
I got to think that Milo, and now I have no insight to this whatsoever, that Milo is a skill position player.
He wants to be a skill position player.
I see him as a receiver.
See, it's funny because Brian thinks that Milo should be his future is like tackle, like left tackle.
No, I see either a running back or a wide receiver.
You have no idea how big he's going to be, though.
Definitely not a running back.
Why?
Because he's not. You haven't seen him run. He's not
nimble.
He's not a gifted. No, he's almost 100 pounds. He's 4'10", 97 pounds. He's 9.
Do you understand how large your child is?
He's humongous.
When you go to the pediatrician, they're like, he's in the 98th percentile.
No, he's higher than that. He wears my goalie helmet to practice.
An unusually large child as well?
No. It must be my wife's side. He's humongous.
Oh, he's going to be 6'7", 270.
That's why Brian says he's going to be a tackle.
He's going to be the next Michael Orr.
No, let him be a tight end. Just a weapon.
Yeah, but the tackles get paid more money than the tight ends.
And that's what you're thinking about now at 9?
That is true.
No, I'm thinking about like financial. I see his
role. Listen, it's not like Milo's going to be struggling here. Come on.
Right.
Now.
He's got the DiPietro inheritance on.
I'm donating all my money. It's all going to charity.
Really? You're
going to
be like Bill Gates and leave like 1% to your family?
Get nothing.
You leave 1% to Milo. He doesn't know what to do with all that money.
Stop it.
Oh, please.
He's already spent it all.
Raymond?
Hi.
Hi. You think you're ready?
I think so.
All right. Fire it up.
These are the plays of the week.
You week win two, and they're 0-2.
Week win two.
And you know, the week got off to a contentious start right from the get-go because, you know, one of the things, Dave, that you like to needle RJ for is how he handles the call screener. And I believe the caller's name was Ami.
Oh, I remember this.
And you, even before you called on this gentleman, You went after RJ. You were sure that it was a typo on RJ's part, and what he was trying to do was make it phonetically legible for you. This happened.
I'm wrong, but your attack is wrong. If you're going to attack me, you need to re-aim your missiles.
So RJ was wrong in spelling, but again, he was trying to make it in such a way that you could read it appropriately, and of course you took it the wrong way.
No, he had O-N-N-I-E, and the man's name was Ami.
RJ, response?
Listen, I'm just trying to help you. If you don't want help, then I'll just leave.
I just want you. You know what the truth is? I want you to be better.
You know what I'm going to do next week? What? I'm going to leave the call screener blank, and you can just guess the name.
You know what? I would like that game better than getting it wrong.
All right. Well,
we should do that. That'd be a fun game, though. The person that they make their point, and then we guess what their voice is, like the name of their voice sounds
How about
like.
If we don't know them?
He can call up Boris in Russia.
Boris, it's RJ.
Learn a little bit more about Rick's background because he throws out some phrases which sometimes don't fit.
Not to pump our own tires.
Which, it turns out, after Googling, is a Canadian phrase, which, you know, that kind of fits with Rick's description. So more Canadian phrases forthcoming, I hope. Dave, once again, went back to an old story.
I'm the fat second thought of the station.
I hope you're not the fat second thought of your wife.
When you're studying for AP Calc later tonight, you can think about my wife with George.
That's what you tell the poor shopping clerks. Monday into Tuesday was a big day for Dave because, you know, Alex had the Hattie before he was taken out by a vicious and dirty hit.
Awful. I think you were very upset by that.
I was upset. I am upset by it. And,
sure.
And I say,
I've made a conscious effort not to.
That this kid has to pay.
Yeah.
But it was also a big day for Ben at the dish. He went wild in his game. I believe you said it was unanimous. He was player of the game, right?
He was player of the game, yes.
Yeah, you were run up on by big George Clooney fans, and you also took a bug to the mouth.
Yeah.
Sorry.
To the deep in the throat.
Rick told us the story about waking up to a naked and...
You woke up with a naked, urine-drenched man next to you.
Urine-drenched man who blew his NHL call-up as a result. Dave talked about wearing a monocle and becoming British.
See Pietro and Rothenberg!
Here on 98.7 ESPN. And for some reason, we got this obsession with this Jerry Jones drop.
We've
got
to pay the fiddler.
I don't know how you hear anything but fiddler.
No, he says kiddler.
We've got to pay the fiddler.
I hear kiddler.
I heard piddler there.
I feel like it keeps changing.
I have an update from Peter.
What's Peter say?
lies and filth being spread. Completely untrue. Never
so,
urinate
so where
in the
did
pool.
This, where did this come from?
I don't know.
Very confusing.
So maybe he gives off that vibe.
He's a pool urinating kind of vibe?
Yeah.
That's not the vibe you're looking to give off.
Not at all. Islanders beat the Rangers, but it's okay because I got free breakfast anyway. Thank you, Dave, for the breakfast. Thank you, Rick, for getting the breakfast.
You're welcome, Raymond.
I got yelled at for that, too, by the way.
Why'd you get yelled at?
Because it took too long.
That is true. You were gone a roll. Well,
it's
a long
it's
time.
Either I go or I send you to go.
Drummond, and who was the other
Torrey
guy?
Craig.
Torrey and Craig?
Mm-hmm. Scandal going on in the studio.
Keep your eyes off my mouse. I would like to lodge a formal complaint.
That he's staring at your mouse?
He's staring right at my mouse.
And it's becoming the Wild West at the West. Yeah, Wild West.
RJ.
At the Dave Rothenberg home.
We're going to need that for next week.
Absolutely.
You know what it's like in my house? The Wild West.
Who's running around there?
I got Bill Earp is just walking around.
Shame you've never seen Tombstone.
You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me.
I think you would enjoy that.
Yeah, good old Bill.
I got Bill Urbis running around.
I got Bill Urbis just walking around.
Another great Thursday open by Rick.
The chance where your dink isn't perfect.
Almost bringing the toothbrush to work. I appreciate it. Yeah. Tara Reid and her bosom popping out. I know you wanted to hear that. That's what we're here for.
I love that.
You like how I'm just sprinkling the randoms in there, by the way.
I love it. Tara Reid and her bosom.
Dave is now trying to weasel his way out of the naked billboard bet, but we didn't totally dismiss it if he gives us live video or at least Zoom video of him watching a Giants game. Preferably the Giants versus Eagles and Saquon Barkley's return to face Big Blue. How do we feel about this?
Well, you know, the other stipulation is, though, he wants it to be a standalone game.
Well, yeah, it can only be the one.
He's got all these. No, he wants it to be on like a Thursday night game.
A Thursday night, Sunday night, or Monday night.
Yeah, right. That I think that makes more sense.
Listen, you know what I want.
Here's the thing. I just don't want him to keep kicking the can down the road.
I will pay off the debt if you want with the photo shoot. I'm just giving you guys another option.
We will revisit.
You'll have another bet you'll lose anyway.
I keep coming back to...
I have to involve the hot dog.
The poor hot dog vendor who got his identity stolen. We should invite this guy to the pickleball tournament. That way...
We win this match. I'm going to throw hot dogs all over the place.
And I hope he wins his lawsuit against this guy who basically stole his life.
Not basically. He did steal his life.
He was in a psychiatric ward.
Stole his entire life while he was rotting away in prison.
Finkel is Einhorn.
And the psychiatric ward. Unbelievable. Josh Hart learned the lesson.
Go to McDonald's. Get you some McDonald's. Take you half a Viagra before the game.
And you're good.
And you're good.
That's from Ocho Cinco. And apparently it's a football thing because Bart Scott has mentioned this before.
Take some Viagra for the game, baby.
Can lead to an unfortunate situation.
Dave, Finkel did get his hot dog stolen. You're right.
Yeah.
Was it stolen or was it relocated?
Where to where?
Well, yeah.
Well, wasn't really relocated.
Maybe we should avoid
repurposed.
This.
Repurposed. Is a better word.
That's a good one. Speaking of movies, you were talking about the Viagra thing, Dave, and you saw it in I Think I Love My Wife, and leads to these weird movies being made.
They did a movie called like Men Who Stare at Goats.
Great job.
They did. George Clooney was in it.
And today may have been the best day of all, so I've got to blow this.
Well, the only thing George Clooney was in.
Oh, my goodness. You suddenly remembered your roast.
I remember seeing it on Twitter. I remember thinking to myself, I got it. Oh, yes, I just got it. It just popped into my head.
The great John D'Agostino got involved.
D'Agostino, law, bite back.
Because.
A litigious notion.
you went off the deep end after that.
I'm telling, hey, bassoon, you get going. Hey, Rick, are you even here?
And this may have been the rudest thing you've said all week.
Well, honestly, next Friday, when you get your direct deposit, will you send it back?
Hope you calm down for the weekend.
Hey,
I'm fine.
Bassoon, you get going.
Yeah, Bassoon, you get going. It's Rule 76.
No excuses playing a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg and
Carpe Omnia.
I need 7 ESPN.
I'm telling. Hey, Bassoon.
Thanks for listening to the DPH and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.